thank you, universe. Thank you, you know, for this, because this is pretty unique. This is pretty cool what we got here.
It is.
We will wrap up. I'm sorry. Did you have something?
Well, I was just to say, and then also the tie into music and how much music enriches and enhances our lives. We've touched on it many times this morning, and just how good the arts are for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is a running theme of the show today. Without it trying to be, it wasn't something we planned on, but it was there. Mel, great show. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, James. You too.
Have a good one, everybody. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The family of a black teenager shot in the head and hand when he went to the wrong house to pick up his younger brothers is opening up about what happened.
Ralph Yarrell is recovering at home after being shot twice. His mother, Cleo Nagby, spoke first with CBS Mornings.
His spirits are in a good place. I borrow from his spirits. He is in very good hands.
The 84-year-old white man who allegedly shot the black teen is facing several charges. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A homeowner in upstate New York has been charged with second-degree murder after police say he shot at a car full of young people who took a wrong turn onto his driveway. A 20-year-old passenger was killed. Washington County Sheriff Jeffrey Murphy.
There was clearly no threat from anyone in the vehicles. There was no reason for Mr. Monahan to feel threatened, especially as it appears the vehicles were leaving.
A judge in Russia has denied Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's bid to get out of jail as he awaits trial on espionage charges. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
Even if the U.S. government can negotiate Evan Gershkovich's release, it may not be quick. Basketball star Brittany Griner was held by Russia for nearly 10 months before the Kremlin eventually agreed to swap her for a convicted Russian arms trader.
Gershkovich appeared at court in Moscow today in a glass cage. President Biden will focus on working parents later this afternoon. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In the Rose Garden, the president will tout an executive order directing federal agencies to expand child care subsidies for their own workers. The order will also have agencies determining whether they can require companies that win federal grants to also subsidize child care. In addition, Mr. Biden's measure would boost pay for Head Start staff and leverage Medicaid dollars to improve the quality of home care jobs.
It's getting awfully smelly in Jackson, Mississippi. There's been no trash pickup for almost 3 weeks after the city's contract with a private company expired on the first of the month. Local Daryl Norwood says he wants to vote all of those city leaders out of office.
Me being paralyzed has impacted pretty bad. Because I have no way of getting the garbage out of my yard. I have no way of doing it.
The Jackson City Council meets later today to vote on a proposed contract with a new trash collector. Going up for auction in Zurich. A giant T-Rex skeleton dug up from three different sites in Montana and Wyoming. It is expected to sell today for as much as $8.9 million. The Dow is down 87 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 47. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 29. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs around 44. Chance for scattered storms Thursday, chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 18th, 2023. 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, will be with us. Right now, in studio, we got two of our great friends with us. We have Matt Zukowski with us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, James.
And our good friend, J.R. Seward. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you guys here, and fun to talk about Run the Rapids, the 5K run walk. It is that time of year again. It's one of our favorite events. We love this event because of the way it brings the community together, because of the fact of the cause that we're talking about here today, and it's a sign of spring. It's a sign that it's getting warmer outside. It's one of those things. I've talked to listeners about this, I think, the last time you guys joined us. They were mentioning, well, I know when I see the promos for this and I hear people talking about it, warmer spring weather's around here. The corner. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That tells you, and I think that's kind of fun and everything. I think it also tells you how impactful the event has been, that we've associated with a season. Like, that tells
that's
you
a good
right
point.
There.
Never thought of it that way.
There's a lot of events in our area that are like this, and I think this has become one of them. It has been for a while, I think, too. I don't think this is a new thing.
How many years is it?
This, in fact, will be our 18th year.
Yeah.
It's the longest running 5K in Wisconsin Rapids. I think it's only next to the race in Pittsville in July, as far as longevity. So
that's pretty cool. I want to start there with the event, and we'll get into the details when the event is, and tell people that may not know much about it a little more about it. But I want to get into start with your guys' involvement with it individually. JR, how did you become involved with Run the Rapids?
Actually, there's quite a bit of history there. The first year that it came out, our Rotary Club was one of the supporting sponsors for the Run the Rapids, and also Rotary Club out of Marshfield. And way back then, it was for, you know, the raising awareness about child abuse and that fight against child abuse. And so certainly as a community organization, we felt it was really important to be involved. At that particular time, I was president of our foundation. And I really wasn't a runner, or maybe I didn't know I was a runner at that particular time.
Yeah, I think you didn't know.
Because that can happen, right?
Absolutely.
And so I ended up showing up in support of that event. I had on a polo and khakis and some walking shoes. and I had run in the past, but not any, you know, great distances or any regularity, more just kind of a fun run, like a lot of people that are going to be coming to this event. And so I showed up that day, and it was a gorgeous day. It was bright, sunny. It was cool, but, you know, warm. And just really, it just kind of got in the mood and the mode, and started walking. And then I thought, you know, I haven't run in a long time. I'm just going to try to run. And ended up running most of that 5K. And it was really, for me, kind of the rebirth of me restoring my love for running.
Yeah.
And from there, ended up doing a lot with the event over the years, continued to support it, and met actually Matt through that running experience.
And just as a side note, JR, you have since run quite a few marathons.
It
really did spark that that fire in you again.
I think that's such
a cool, like, added benefit of this event and everything. I just wanted to note that. I think that's really unique.
It has a lot of fond, you know, history for me, because it, like I said, it rekindled that spirit, you know, of my enjoyment of running.
And I also have to note, and this is not JR, I'm doing this. JR, of course, joining us from Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors. You see Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors advertising and supporting and sponsoring all kinds of local events. They put back into the community constantly, so much so to the point that JR literally gives his sweat to the community. Like in these in these marathons there, you're literally putting it to the community. I just think it's noteworthy and appreciate that you and your team there believe in this stuff.
Well, thank you. And that's why our company has gotten behind this event. It is such a great cause. Matt, as our race director, you know, has pulled together some really great sponsors, and he'll be talking about those sponsors and giving a shout out to all of them.
Matt, before we get there, how did you get involved with this? Because we've been talking for so long, man. I don't know if I've ever really gotten to ask you that question. I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, I don't know if I know Matt's origin story. I don't know if I know exactly how this began.
You know, James, I did participate in this event. I believe it was back in 2018. Not being involved with the organization of it. And then 2019, we had that huge snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
And in a sense, canceled, unfortunately, the Run the Rapids.
The day of.
Just, we got just pounded. And then the following year was COVID. So there were 2 years where the event did not go.
Yeah.
And then in 2021, it wasn't going to go. Mm-hmm. Because it's always been a Wood County Human Services-sponsored event.
Yeah.
They are the mover and shakers of this, and they continue to be. But in 2021, the people that were part of the planning committee had dispersed or had moved on, so there was no one.
Yeah.
There was a leadership gap.
Yeah.
And JR, this event has always been very special to him for the reasons he just explained. And myself and JR just wanted to see this event continue in the community. And we reached out to the human services and fortunately got connected with two wonderful people that became part of the planning committee. We reached out to some of our long sponsors that were still with us. We were able to cultivate some new ones. And in 2021, we brought this great event back. So it's just been a privilege of mine of being part of it, especially the cause. It's always been about the cause of this.
Yes.
And the
child
kids.
Abuse prevention, the kids.
And we've done some expanding, too, in that area with adding some additional kids' activities during and prior to the event. And, Matt, maybe you can comment on the Kids' Dash and some of the other activities that Human Services is going to be putting together for the kids.
Exactly, GR. So what we did last year is we had kids' activities. This is before the race. There's face painting, interactive games that the staff and volunteers from the human services put on for the children. And we have our Kids' Dash, which takes place at 8:30, right by the finish and start line. So we have those activities. There's also a brat fry sponsored by the Human Services as well as an additional fundraiser for this event. But plenty of things to do for children right before the race. We're hoping to have these events, the children's events, outside. Now, being April this time of year in Wisconsin, we kind of
just don't know.
Roll the dice.
Don't know.
So we had those events inside the Centralia Center. That's our home base.
Smart.
So the pack and pick up beforehand is in the Centralia Center. Plenty of parking. And it really is a celebration of children and families, this event.
Well put.
Yeah. I want to get into the details of the event and go down the line of all of that. Before we do, though, I do want to take a moment to focus on what this is all about, what brings us together, what brings the community together. You both have touched on it a bit already, the child abuse prevention. I would like to think that of subjects in today's day and age, because we live in a world where you can't get 90% of the vote on anything. You know, 90% of the people like oxygen, and you know, like 98% of people agree with oxygen is good. Like, you can't get 100% of vote on anything. I'd like to think 100% of people can get behind this. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that this is the one of those things in life, in society, that everybody is behind. There's no excuse. There's no reason in history, from the dawn of time to now, to hurt a child. Mm-hmm. Zero. None. I'd like to think everybody could get behind that and bring attention to that, bring awareness to that. Not only means a lot to our community, it is adding to our future. This is about our future as well. I did some homework and I found out kids are the future. I don't know if anybody else knew this or not, but they're going to take over one day. Children are the future. Everything we do is supposed to be to line it up so that they are able to take over. It is the job of adults. It is the job of our life to set things up and to get everything ready so that when we can retire, we get too old to be able to do anything, kids can take over. That involves education. That involves safety. It involves a lot of different things. And we already have a hard enough time keeping our kids safe. The least we can do is agree as a society to keep that this isn't care, that we don't do this, that we don't hurt children. The cause of this is incredibly important. And I don't know if it's necessarily gotten better or worse, but I will say that in our area, that we have an event like this, that we have more awareness about this than most. And I'm very appreciative of this, not just because I'm a board member on the Family Center or anything like that. I would think that it doesn't take that to get people to care about this. Mm-hmm. I would like to hope that this is something that everybody can get behind. And everybody likes to be able to get outside. You're getting people outside, you're getting people to enjoy an event and those kind of things, along with bringing attention to a subject that, again, I hope everybody can get behind. And I appreciate you guys, the work that you guys put into this and this subject.
James, you know, you talked about the awareness piece of it, and that is a big part of why we're behind this and why this is being done. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that have no idea that it's at the level that it is. I believe, you know, Mary shared with us over 1,400 reported situations, you know, in 2022. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, do the math on that. You know, there's only 365 days in the year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of calls.
Yeah.
The organization is there to try to help these families. Mm-hmm. I mean, no family's perfect. We all know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've got to come alongside of these families that are dealing with these situations and try to equip them and give them the tools that they need to have a healthy home and a safe place for those kids.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Let's get into the details of the event. It's coming up Saturday, April 29th. As usual with these kind of events, something that we want to encourage people to register for, correct? Do you have to register for the event in order to take part of it?
Well, it is a fundraiser, James, exactly the reason JR and yourself were mm-hmm. just talking about. So registration is required. Mm-hmm. You can register at RunTheRapidsIt'sYourRace.com, and we have a great registration site, massively done by our timer, Jake Franklin.
Oh yeah,
Franklin
finishes. Nice job, Jake. Yes. Yeah, it's a great website. Yes. Yeah, it's great.
He is.
And I will point out too that if somebody just Googles Run the Rapids, this will come up because that handle's a little long.
Yeah,
you know, everybody may not remember that.
I did that just to try it out, and it worked right away. First thing that popped up. So again, we do encourage you to register. Race day registration and check-ins are 7:30 to 8:30. So if you don't have time to before the event, you can register that day at the event.
Correct.
So that is really cool that you're able to do that. The kids dash, as Matt was talking about before, is at 8:30. The 5K run walk,
which is free, right?
Kids Dash is absolutely free.
Okay. So even if we have some listeners out there that maybe, you know, mom and dad aren't, you know, into walking or running, you know, that distance, bring the kids out.
Oh, yeah.
By being there, you're supporting the event. Mm-hmm. And expose your kids to that opportunity to be with other kids.
Mm-hmm. So again, kids dash at 8:30, 5K run walk at 9. Awards and refreshments will follow. This is all taking place. It starts at the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South here in Wisconsin Rapids. We did want to mention that as far as the shirts, they aren't guaranteed, but if you register early, you might be able to get one.
Our deadline, James, was this past Saturday, but I did place the order yesterday, ordered extra, like 60 extra shirts.
Nice. Wow, good. Nice.
So good. I think we should
be able to cover everybody.
We should be able to accommodate everyone.
That's really, really good to hear, especially how cool those shirts always are every year. I got to take place in the event in order to get one. It's a great event. Registration includes a long sleeve men's or women's event t-shirt and drawstring bags, courtesy of Coal Banker Sierra Realtors, and a shout out to them, and thank you for that. We do encourage you to register as soon as you can. Matt mentioned that they did extend the date, but you still want to get that registration in as soon as possible. Get it out of the way. That's a good idea. As far as the costs of the event, let's go over those real quick, Matt, if you don't mind. So I don't know if you have that in front of you. I got it right here.
Sure.
It's $30 for ages 11 and over before the race day. Is that still the case?
It is. Right, okay. Up the race day, it increases $5, James. Okay. So it's always a good idea if you can register before the 29th.
Hmm. For ages 10 and under, it'll be 15 before the race and 20 the day of.
Correct.
Kids dash, as JR mentioned, ages 5 and under, that is free. So that's something to keep in mind. That's really cool. And we really cannot encourage you enough of making a separate donation to the Southwood County YMCA or the Wood County Human Services Department during registration. You can do that as well from their website. There's just a click here button. You can go right to it. I do want to take the opportunity, and we'll do this again, I'm sure, to shout out our local Y and our good friends at the Wood County Humane Services Department. Amazing people doing such vital work in this community.
If I could jump in, a lot of times people with this particular event, because of the time of the year, will hold off on the registration to see what the weather's going to be. And I get that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I totally understand that. So what I would throw out as an idea and a challenge is go ahead and register now. And worst case scenario, if it's a really lousy day weather-wise, you just made a $30 donation to a tremendous cause.
Yeah, there's no downside to
there's
this.
There's no
none whatsoever. You've just impacted your community. You've
That's
just
right.
put an investment into your
That's
community.
Right.
I do appreciate you bringing that up, though. We know that, as we were touching on before, weather, it's weather Russian roulette here in Wisconsin. You just never know what's going to show up or anything. If we do, by all accounts, looking ahead, they can only tell so much, but looking ahead, it does look like it's going to be nice on the 29th. But regardless of what Mother Nature throws at our way, how do we handle the weather here, Matt, if there is not great weather on that day?
I think last year was a classic example of how we handle it, James. It was, the rain held off last year, but it was windy. I mean, we had 30-mile-per-hour gusts, JR, and we still had a really strong turnout. And I will say this, the Run the Rapids goes on, rain or shine. We will not cancel this event. This event is known challenging weather in the past. It's April, but I think really the character of our participants shines through.
Yeah, I like the way you put that, Matt. And I remember last year you putting it similarly like that. Because I just piggybacking off of that, yesterday I was driving around and I saw a couple of young ladies jogging. Yeah, in yesterday's weather, okay? Midwesterners, this is what we do. Like, there is no weather that's going to stop us from doing what we do. Like, where this event goes on, rain or shine, we're going to have the event. We also know you've got shoes that are prepared for this. Like, we're all, unless you're coming from California and just showing up here for this event, I have a hard time believing you don't have the shoes or the gear to do this if you want to partake in this event. It's also worth noting that it isn't, it's a 5K run walk. You don't have to run it.
That is correct.
The weather ain't the greatest and you don't feel confident running, but you still want to get outside, take part in the event, you can walk it. That's okay too. We encourage, especially if the weather's nice and you want to bring you and your stroller and your baby out doing this, you can participate in this event.
And there's a lot of people that do that. They make it a family event, which is really a lot of fun. Matt, what's the story on whether or not pets are allowed out on the course? Because there are times that we do get asked that question.
We don't. That's a good point, GR. People can bring strollers and still be more on the right side of the pathway, but we discourage bringing pets out.
Yeah.
We can save that for the turkey trot, but
sure.
Our course is wonderful, and it's on the Ottawagam Trail, but we're looking at a trail that's not
wide enough to support
pets.
It's important to keep in mind.
And let's talk about the course. You know, we actually the beginning
it's
of
where
it,
my notes were going next. Like, JR, that's the second time you've done that.
Sorry
good
about
at
that.
This. No, just don't get too good at this. All right, I need
all right.
this job, JR.
Okay. That'd be Lindsay, right?
Yes.
So we start down at the Moravian Church, which is at the intersection of where Goggins comes in to First Avenue, which is a straight shot. Up to the Centralia Center, which is where the registration is going to be taking place. From there, we actually go on First Avenue. We don't go down on the trail in that particular section. Mm-hmm. At the end of First Avenue, right at that next intersection, we veer off and we get onto the trail. Mm-hmm. It's very gradual. There's no traffic. And what's beautiful about this is that it's a closed course.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of 5Ks that are out there that, you know, there's a lot of intersections, that type of thing, and dealing with traffic or having to wait. That's not the case with this course. It's a beautiful course. It goes right along the Wisconsin River. The path is in great condition. They've actually done some work, you know, on that.
By Lions Park.
Yeah, yep. Really nice work. Yeah.
Very nice. So it's extremely scenic.
Mm-hmm.
You pass Lions Park, and then you continue all the way down to Hanson Park, which is the Fireman's Memorial. And just prior to that Fireman's Memorial, or actually about the same distance, is the turnaround.
Yeah.
We'll have a water station, right,
correct,
Matt, at that particular location. And that is the turnaround, and so it's an out and back. And that's why when Matt brought up about the strollers and that type of thing, because the people that are going to be running it, they're going to be coming towards the people that are still walking out.
Yeah.
And so just for safety purposes and everybody's enjoyment, we want to make sure that, you know, you're going out to the Fireman's Memorial on the right side and then, you know, coming back, same thing.
I love running. It's one of my favorite feelings in the world. I have no idea what it's like for a human being to fly, but it's as close as I think we get to flying, is really running and really feeling that and being in the moment. And we have some great sponsors to thank for bringing an event like this and making this happen so we can enjoy running. We can enjoy these kind of things. As we're wrapping up, Matt, let's give a shout out to some of our sponsors.
Thanks, James. And this is an incredible list, a beautiful cross-section of organizations in this community making this event possible. I'm going to go right down this list. Of course, our beneficiaries, as I mentioned, are the Wood County Human Services. The YMCA is also part of this. We have our gold sponsors. We have Bank Account Corporation, Caldwell Bankers, Seabrook and Realtors. As you mentioned, JR was a sponsor of our beautiful drawstring bags. The first 200 people get these. It's a beautiful bag, cheap plastic bag.
No, that's
a
nice bag.
For years. So we have Caldwell Banker, Seabrook Realtors, Renaissance, Silver Sponsors. We have Aspirus Health, Gander Cranberry, Gottschalk Cranberry, Terrace Homes, Luke Weiland, Attorney at Law, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, 8th Street Auto, our bronze sponsors, Becker & Come CPA, From the Ground Up Coffee House, Kohler Vision Center, Mid-State Students, Nurses Association, and the Wisconsin Rapids Professional Police Association. Our in-kind donations, Quick Trip Duncan. We love WFHR. Thanks for having us, James.
Yes, thank you.
The Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and NGR Media is also a beautiful friend of ours, too.
Yep.
So just a total team effort to pull this off, JR.
Yeah.
Yep.
I cannot wait for the event. Already looking forward to this and next one and the ones after. Appreciate the work that you guys have put into this, that the whole team and all the people you just mentioned there. Thanks so much for this event. Again, the Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk happening Saturday, April 29th. Race registration is 7:30 to 8:30. Kids dash at 8:30. 5K itself will begin at 9 o'clock. Awards and refreshments will follow afterwards, and this all starts at the Centralia Center at 220 3rd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can register right now by going to runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. Be sure to go to runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. Register right now. And again, thank you both for being here. Good to see you guys. Thanks for your time.
James. You also. Thanks, James.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Morty Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 47. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies, tonight, lows level off around 29. Cloudy, tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs around 44. Chance for scattered storms, Thursday, chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone, for this April 18th, 2023, 10:33 on the clock. You have your host, James, and I am joined by CEO of your United Way of South Wood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Terry. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was, kind of low-key. We had soccer here at the beautiful Wood Trust Field, so, yeah. You know, that's super cool to be playing on that nice facility. And then... Well, Sunday, everybody's thinking about needing to hunker down.
Yeah.
So I just kind of played along, right? Like, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a lazy day, get a couple things done, then, you know, make some dinner and just chill.
Lean into it a little bit. Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, you need to chill because you've got so much going on in the United Way. You need the break whenever you can get it.
We do have a lot going on, but it's good.
Yeah, it is always a good thing. And it's April is always one of those special months to me with the United Way. Really, from April on to the beginning of fall or so. And even past fall with when we look at some of the events you guys do when it comes to early learning and kids, you know, helping kids get started with the backpack program and everything. But I'm, of course, getting ahead of myself. Let's stick to April. And what's coming up this month with you guys?
Well, you know, we're thinking about all of those things, sure. too. So right now in the month of April, I guess I do want to... I know we did this on the morning show, but, you know, we might be talking to different folks. But I do want to thank Prevail Bank and Bank Account for our very successful Shred Day event that we had last week. Yeah. And that event brought in 4,050 pounds of paper.
That's amazing.
That's a lot. That's how much got shredded. And so what that did is, of course, you know, helping with protecting identities of individuals, and then also leverage $2,000 for United Way, because we get donated $1,000 from Prevail and $1,000 from Bank Account for each pound of paper up to 1,000 pounds. So if you're a business listening, I'm looking for two more sponsors for next year, because if we're consistently bringing in 4,000 pounds, let's get all 4,000 pounds sponsored. But that's a side note. But thanks to them for that and everyone who participated, and we just happened to have a gorgeous day. And then I think that helped contribute to that. So what we have going on for the rest of April, today, folks, is tax day. Yes. If you've waited until today, today's it.
Yeah.
So, and the reason I say that is because United Way offers a service. We have a partnership with My Free Taxes. United Way as a worldwide system, but specifically in the United States, we have this relationship. And so basically you can go to our website, uwswac.org. You can click on the banner that says My Free Taxes, and you can file your taxes for free. If you have not done this yet, I might suggest you don't wait till 11 p.m. because I don't know how overloaded that system will be.
Yeah.
And it will, you know, it'll be available through the full day today. But just it is something to consider. If your household income was less than $72,000, it is free. Yeah. If you made, you know, a little bit more than that, it's very cost effective. Yes. I mean, you're not going from free up to 500, you know, it's very cost effective. So that's something that is offered through today.
I wanted to mention, I'm glad this came up, I wanted to mention it on the morning show and didn't have a chance to shoehorn it in. I did mention that I got my taxes done this weekend. Now, normally, I would get them done maybe a month, maybe 2 months ago. And when that happens, like almost instantly, because I go through myfreetaxes.com and I've done this for about 4 years. I think this is my fourth year doing it. When that happens, usually it's like within a minute or two, I get an email saying, hey, congratulations, it was confirmed.
Success.
That kind of thing. This year, because I waited so long, and even though it wasn't the day before, it was an hour or two before
took
I
took you a little bit,
little dangerous gray area,
little pacing.
Yes, exactly. it felt good to when I got those email, that confirmation. But I wouldn't wait. Obviously, if you have waited already, you can't really go back in time now. But it's something to keep in mind. Next year, this is a service that is offered every year, and a big shout out to the companies that make this happen. It's very appreciated. I can't tell you how much money I've saved using this service.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's get or keep that money in the pockets of people in our community, who need to do that. And honestly, why overspend?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, and it of course depends upon the degree of complication that you have with your taxes. But I'm just saying, if you have a basic return, couple of W-2s and, couple of 1099s, it's not a problem at all. So that goes through today. Yeah. Through the rest of the month, so through Friday, April 28th, we are collecting new and gently used children's books. And these will be used for our Great Book Giveaway event. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Great Book Giveaway, this happens the week after school lets out. And basically what happens is we go out in the community to several different locations in our service area. So there are 9 locations where we go, and members of the community, volunteers, will read to the kids who are in attendance, and then the kids leave with free books.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So the way that we get those books to provide is through this book drive. And we've had, very thankful to everyone who's already dropped off books. But, you know, if you have some books sitting around your house that really no one's using, either your kids or have outgrown or your grandkids, or maybe they've just been there, as long as they're in, you know, good condition, we'd be happy to take those off your hands and get them in the hands of other kids at no charge to them, right? These are completely free events. We've got some cool drawstring bags this year that they can leave the event with their, you know, with their books in. Oh, so awesome. That's super cool too. So, and just to give people an idea, the schedule is posted on our website, but we will be in Rudolph, Vesper. We will be at the zoo here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be in Port Edwards, Nakusa. We will be at the library in Adams. We will be at the library in Rome. So, I mean, it's all over the place, designed to be outside events, but we always have a backup plan because they are rain or shine.
Yeah.
That, you know, so if we are, let's just say we're at the Rome Library on June 9th. If it's raining on June 9th, then we'll move it inside the Rome Library. So that's really awesome as well. Now, we want your books. But we also want people who, you know, maybe like reading to kids to join us and volunteer to be a reader. So if you are willing to join us, you can look at the schedule again on our website. But these run from Tuesday, June 6th through Tuesday, June 13th. And if you might have some time, maybe you have a favorite children's book. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, and I think you and I talked about this one time, you're like, I'll read, but I don't have kids' books hanging around. Yeah. You know, so you can just take a book off the table, right? Like just grab a book and read it to the kids. So we're looking for at each location, three or four adults that are willing to come and read, you know, like kindergarten style. You remember that? You know, where the teacher's like sitting in front reading you the book and everybody's sitting there, captive audience.
Oh, so last year I got to do this for the first time. I went over to the zoo here 5 minutes away and read to some kids. And I honestly was really looking forward to it, but I didn't think too in depth of what it would be like. I go there and it's already all set up. Everything's ready to go. I talked to some of the volunteers there and everything, and they volunteer every, the lady said that she volunteers every year doing that. And we're very excited. So I'm seeing the kids come in, the parents come in and everything, and I'm getting more and more excited and everything. And at one point, Terry, I felt like I was slowly turning around, like they were going to read to me. Like they were so engaged. They were so cool,
isn't it?
And then, because we know having kids and anybody out there listening having kids, you know how these things go. You read to kids and how much are they paying attention or anything like that, especially we're outside, we're at a zoo.
There's lemurs.
Yeah, there's lemurs. I mean it's understandable. They were all locked in. They were all engaged. They couldn't have been cooler and better in audience or anything like that for this. It's honestly, I don't know if it sounds silly or not, it's one of the greatest things I've been a part of in this town. Like, it was so awesome. It was so much fun. I can't encourage people enough to be a part of this if you can.
And yeah, bring your kids, bring your grandkids. We'll, again, take volunteer readers. Last year, we had almost 500 kids attend these, you know, these different events. And I will tell you that we have Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen, Ruby Marty, is going to be reading at many of these events. So, so that's cool. And something even more outstanding is that she is taking it upon herself to really promote and push the book drive.
Yes,
so, you know, so that's cool too. It's a win-win event. And the idea is making sure that kids have books at home. Books are expensive.
Yes.
And, you know, and some people have some, or maybe they've read the ones that they have. I don't know, you know, 100. Well, you know, kids memorize books, right? Like, especially the littles. Mm-hmm. But for them to have a chance to get their hands on some new books or different books. You know, I think that's fun.
I think that's one of the biggest parts of this. When we first started talking about it, my focus went to kids that didn't have hardly any books or one or two, because that's what I grew up with, and I was projecting. The more I got around these kids and the more I saw the event and everything, that's a big part of it, certainly. It's also, there's plenty of families out there that have good amount of books, but maybe they've read them a billion times or whatever, and getting some new books in there, because that's going to also promote reading. Kids get bored easy, and if they're not reading, if there's no books, new books around them, they may not read as consistently.
Well, and a lot of our local elementary schools are really good about having some kind of summer reading program, you know, so when they leave, they have a goal, right? And whatever that goal is, and some schools do it where they set their own goal, some schools have a bold goal, you know, however it gets done at each location. But if this is something that we can do to help, you know, support kids and keep reading fun and keep them engaged, and we've had opportunities. Our Women United group of United Way has had the opportunity to help fund some of the summer reading programs. You know, and sometimes it's as simple as the schools say, you know what?
we have books. Like, we can use books out of our library that kids can check out for the summer if they're books that interest them. But we have no way for them to transport the books, and we want to make sure we get the books back. You know, so Women United has even helped to fund, like, book bags. So, you know, when you're done reading that school book, it goes back in the bag because I have to return it, or whatever the case would be. But it has just been so fun over the years to do this and see the excitement and the joy on children and adults alike.
It's a great event, and you still got time to be up to contribute to it. If you have gently used books, you want to drop them off. Are there certain books we're looking for more than others, Terry? The baby born books?
So baby board books, and then also like easy readers. So we're thinking about, you know, like that kindergarten age, but really we would take any books that an elementary age, so age 11 and under, you know, might be interested in reading. And so some kids, you know, might be in third grade, very advanced in their reading, and are reading chapter books, you know, big chapter books. We just want to make sure that the content is appropriate, right? Yeah. So like, you can't drop off your Harlequin romance novels with us. Yes. Now, I'm not saying there might be plenty of grandmas and grandpas that bring the kids that want to read those, but that's just not what we're taking.
Right.
And a big part of it is we don't have the capacity to store them.
Yeah.
And that's the other reason we wait and do this in April, because I've heard people say, oh, you know, they'll call us in October. I've got, you know, five bins of books, and it's like, we want to take them so bad, but we just don't have a place for them. Yeah. So we very politely ask people to hold them for us till now. And then, we go through them all, get them ready for June, and out they go.
You can see exactly what Terry's talking about, that you guys don't have a whole lot of space, because you'll drop these books off over at the United Way. You can drop them off at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You stop by the United Way offices, drop the books off, say hi and thank you, get that in as well. You can find out more, of course, at uwswac.org, their website. Be sure to bookmark that, uwswac.org. We will take a quick minute break, come back, and have some more conversation with our friends from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties on WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 47. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 29. Tonight, mainly clear. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs level off around 44. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back to the Morning Magazine here at WFHR. 10:47 on the clock. We're sitting back with CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Terry, I noticed this the other day, and I saw an article about it, and I just thought it was really cool, that the United Way has opened a parenting tip service here in Wood County.
Yeah, so it's actually United Way Wisconsin has rolled this out, so it's available in the whole state. And what it is it's called Bright Bite Text. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity where you could sign up to receive age appropriate. And when I say age appropriate, I mean like specific to the month. So when you sign up, you put in the birth date of your children, and then you will get development and learning tips and those kinds of things for the very specific age of your children. So you might have a 6-year-old and a 2-year, 3-month-old, and you're going to get obviously different information for each of those. And so it is a opportunity where information can be pushed to you, and often there is a link. So it comes, again, like I said, through text. It's called Bright by Text. And there would be a link. So if you're interested in whatever the topic is, if you're interested in learning more, you would hit the link. If you're not, then you just, you know, move on till the next opportunity. What's really cool about this is that we have the ability as local United Ways to also push out local information and content. So for instance, it just rolled out very recently, and so we need to, you know, our goal is to get people to sign up, right? Because that's the only way that we can get to people is if they actually sign up. So we get people to sign up, and then we could push out things like we were just talking about, the Great Book Giveaway. So we could say, you know, hey, bring your kids free books, and then there could be a link and they could click on it and see where the events are. So we have the capacity to push out local messaging in addition to the, you know, what's being sent out as far as parent learning content through Bright by Text. So if you are interested and you could receive this, I mean, anyone can receive this, right? Yes. Maybe you're grandma, grandpa, and you take care of your grandchildren. You mm-hmm. could get it for them as well. Maybe you're a care provider of some sort and you're looking for different avenues of learning. So you can sign up, and what you need to do to sign up is actually just call United Way. And that you just call 715-421-0390 and ask for Ben. And Ben will get you signed up. And then we'll, you know, move you through the process of getting these. And of course, like with anything, you can opt out. Yeah. Right? Like, you know, if you've done it for a little bit and then you're like, this doesn't really meet my need, you can opt out of it. It's not a lifetime commitment. Mm-hmm. You might get it and fall in love with it and find that the tips are really good. And sometimes, you know, it helps to feel like we have someone in our corner.
Yes.
Parenting is hard.
Yes.
You know, so someone's going to say, hey, here's behavioral things that you could be watching for. Here's developmental things that, you know, or that kind of thing, different milestones and benchmarks. And sometimes it doesn't mean, I mean, of course, not all children develop at the same time or at the same pace. But sometimes it can put up a red flag for us that we might consult then with our pediatrician mm-hmm. or we might consult with someone at school. You know, maybe it's something with speech or something mm-hmm. in that regard. It could be any number of things. But I think sometimes we need that reinforcement that it's just kind of the trigger to say, hey, maybe we should check this out. Or, oh, yeah, my kid does that. Oh, yeah, my kid does that. You know what I mean? And so I think it's just any positive reinforcement that we can get as parents from a credible, trusted, reliable source mm-hmm. is really important.
I think of the times that I asked my mom or dad something, and it wasn't so much to get advice as it was to confirm I was doing something right, and kind of have that checks and balances almost in everything of the people that you respect. And that with this, it's that on a personal but intrusive way.
Yeah, and kind of unbiased, right? Yes, like it's just like coming to you no matter what. Just,
you know, yeah. And I'm so glad you mentioned it the way that you do about the support part of this. I don't think it's so much. I mean, it certainly is there. Hey, I don't know what to do here in this situation. It can help with that. But I think just sometimes it's just nice to confirm what you already know and like, okay, I am doing this right. All right.
Well, yeah, or
something like that.
Or you said your go-to is your parents. Yeah. Same with me. You know, mm-hmm. very fortunate. But not everyone is as lucky as we are to have that, you know, where you can go to them. So I just think it's another tool mm-hmm. to have in your toolbox. And we would, you know, encourage people to engage in that way and jump on if it's something that's meaningful for you. And if you have, you know, elementary age or younger children in your life that you feel like this could be impactful.
It's another one. And again, if you want to register, if you want to sign up for this, I encourage you to give the United Way a call and sign up.
Just connect with Ben.
I wanted to mention this too, because we are right around the corner of the Alice Report coming out. Terry, let's touch on that a little bit.
Yes. So the Alice Report is commissioned by United Way of Wisconsin. And what Alice stands for, it of course is an acronym, because mm-hmm. that's the world we live in, right?
Everything's acronym.
So what Alice stands for, And I think what's important is it's trying to put a face to a segment of every community.
Yeah.
And so ALICE means asset limited, income constrained, employed. So you've maybe heard this talked about as underemployed in the community. Mm-hmm. It's individuals, households, families that maybe aren't making enough to make ends meet, or they're just barely have enough income to make ends meet, but it leaves them one crisis away from some sort of financial disaster, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you think about this, if you have no money in savings, you have no emergency fund because you literally are just making what you need to get by, when the car breaks down, there's a trade-off, right? Because the only way I can get to work, and remember, this population is working, mm-hmm. asset limited, income constrained, employed. Mm-hmm. So my car breaks down, I have to fix the car or I can't get to work.
Right.
But the money to fix the car has to come from somewhere. So where does it come from? Does it come from my rent or house payment? Does it come from my utilities? Does it come, you know, does it come out of the food budget? Where does it come from?
Yeah.
And so these are struggles that members of our community face. And to give some perspective about that, in the last iteration of the ALIS report, and we have done this now, it's a 2-year report, and we've done this 3 times. So we've had this report for 6 years, and now we have a new iteration of it coming out on Wednesday, April 26th.
Okay.
And so that's when the new report comes out. But with the existing report, we have in Wood County, 10% of our households are under the federal poverty guideline.
Wow.
The federal poverty guideline is, I'm just, you know, being honest and blunt, is a terrible number because it is so low and it is not properly adjusted.
Yeah.
So that's part of what prompted this report as well, because it's not fair to say, well, you have this many under the, you know, the community has this many folks who are under the federal poverty guideline. Mm-hmm. Well, that number is so outdated, it's not even fair to do that. And so the ALIS report creates what is called a survival budget. Mm-hmm. And that is taking into consideration factors in our community. How much is rent? How much is childcare? How much is food, transportation, technology, mm-hmm. all of those things. And it's different in Wood County than it is in Milwaukee or Madison or Green Bay, right? So it's by county and even breaks down as far as townships. Mm-hmm. But I'm just speaking, you know, broadly of the county. But so this is the number of households that fall underneath that survival threshold. And so for us, that's an additional 22%. So what that means is 32% of the households in Wood County are at or below the survival budget.
That's staggering.
Yeah. And many people do just fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some struggle. Mm-hmm. And those are the families that United Way and individuals, it's not just families. We mm-hmm. we also will support individuals. But those are the families that United Way dollars are impacting. And mm-hmm. that's where we're directing our impact, is for those who are on the brink, right? On the verge, doing fine, but crisis awaits, mm-hmm. or maybe not doing fine. You know, there's also that perpetual, like, you're doing okay, but you can never get ahead.
Yes.
You know, in the wheel.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm very familiar with it.
You know what I mean? So it's that also though. Mm-hmm. So you think about that, a hand up from someone.
Yep.
Maybe, and sometimes it's literally moral support.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not even dollars.
Yep.
Right? Like it's somebody to say, you're doing great. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing what you need to do. Keep doing it. You know, here's how you can help support your kids. Here's how you can. So there's that piece of it, having a cheerleader. You know, there's that piece of it. But then there's also the piece of it where there are financial supports in place to really, really make sure that people are successful. So 32%. So, you know, let's really think about that. That's mm-hmm. 1 in 3.
Yep. That's a staggering number.
That's the reality, mm-hmm. right? And so I ask people to, you know, if you fall in that threshold, and, you know, so be it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be thinking it, reach out for help when you need help.
Yeah.
We have 211. We have lots of different ways. You know, we have many programs in the community that we support. So, you know, reach out for help when help is needed. But then also if you're not the 1 of 3, you're the 2 of 3. Mm-hmm. Think about what your role is in the community.
Yeah.
To help. And I of course I'm not naive enough to think that that's only United Way.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I would encourage people to really, you know, at least check it out. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, what is your role as mm-hmm. a community member? And again, that means something different for everyone.
Yeah.
For many it means making a donation somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It also means giving time. Volunteering, helping out. And it also, I mean, it just can mean a number of things. And I would encourage you to check that out and engage with us and be watching for the new report coming out. You know, we'll start probably doing some community presentations mid-May-ish.
Okay.
You know, once we have the report and we can really read it and absorb it and see what it is. And our next, for sure, our May Morning Magazine, you know, this slot will be all about ALIS. And really the compare and contrast and what happened during COVID as it pertains to this.
Yeah, that's another big reason why I'm really interested in these numbers we get in May. I think of caregivers often when we talk about the ALIS report, Terry, because there's so many people out there that are caregivers and have no idea they're caregivers. They're just taking care of a family member. That's just what you do. But you are a caregiver. There are a lot of people that discover they're on this report by reading the report.
Oh, sure.
Like, they don't even understand that they understand they're struggling, but not that there may be help available or that they it's okay to ask for help, especially us here in the Midwest, being an iron lung and like, oh, I got it. I'm all right. Well,
absolutely.
I got this.
Absolutely.
Like, we don't ask for help. We don't lean on each other enough. And that's it's okay to. You would want somebody to lean on you. You would want somebody to reach out to you if they needed help. It's no different for you. It's okay. It's all right. It's part of human nature. And if you need another reason to, you are going to be, you will have a chance to be there for somebody someday. You will have a chance to pay this forward, or maybe you already have. So,
and most often, I think that has happened.
Yes.
They already have. And the idea of the report is not necessarily to label.
No.
Right? The
no,
idea
no.
of the report, though, is, but it is to put a real face
yeah.
to this, because society in general is good at it's not my problem.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's not what we experience here. Mm-hmm. And that's a Midwestern thing, of course.
Yes, yes.
But especially in a small rural town like ours, yeah. That's not what we see. We
right.
see lots of arms embracing a lot of people. And you know, we're very encouraged by that.
Terry, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the things we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yep, get a hold of us at 715-421-0390. Give us a call. We can happy to answer any questions, or you can also find our emails on the website. If, you know, sometimes people prefer to just zip a message over, that's yeah. fine too.
UWSWAC.org, that is the website to bookmark. Save it in there, and you can keep up to date on all the great things going on with the United Way. Be sure to follow them on social media.